primary care in critical condition. Figure we better find out what's going on. Obviously, an Alberta doctors group, they're not very happy. There's a survey that's been out, but joining us is the president of the AMA, the Alberta Medical Association, Dr. Paul Parks, who joins us again. Hello, Paul.
Hey there. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. So what's your take on all this? What's going on out there?
Things are getting grim. Family medicine was a patient, it's on life support, and we're asking the government to get us the life support and the ventilators, and they're saying they'll deliver the life support and ventilators in 3, 6, 8 months, so we can't wait any longer.
Now, this online survey was done when?
Last week. We just did a quick one as we were hearing back more from more and more family practices that are actually literally closing as we speak, so we put it out there and quickly got the word that over 61% now, almost two-thirds of family physicians out there are considering retiring or leaving Alberta or doing something other than comprehensive cradle-to-grave family medicine. They just can't make the numbers add up anymore.
Do have to point out that you're also an emergency physician, so you've got your right at the, I guess, at the battleground on this situation, so you get a chance to see it a lot. And the last time we talked, probably around 2 or 3 months ago, how much has it changed just in the last 3 months?
Oh, it carries on, and unfortunately, there's two concurrent crises going on, I'll tell you. So one is the access to family physicians. Just 800,000 Albertans don't have a medical home, don't have a family physician, and that's just growing. And then there's the second crisis that's going at the same time around access in hospitals and access to acute care and specialists. And the solutions are different for them both, but they overlap and impact each other. And I can tell you that if we can't fix primary care, then we're going to be dead in the water on the other issues like acute care, mental health, and continuing care, because that's the foundation and the base of where it all starts. And everybody out there knows if you don't have a family doc, you're going to end up having to go to super overcrowded emergency departments where that sometimes could be the last place that people would want to go, but it's the only option they've got.
Hey, let's take a look at this survey. So you just had under 1,400 doctors who responded, and it was talking about the financial viability of the practices and that kind of thing. The staggering number for me is how many doctors are either considering just retiring or quitting or moving away from Alberta. That's got to be it's got to shake you a little bit when you see those numbers.
Oh, it is. It's beyond critical. And I mean, it really truly is. People out there might be thinking, hey, why now? Like, why are people all going to hang up their, shingle now and be done and say that's enough? It's because they've been basically for at least the last 18 months, if not longer, the different governments have been promising helps on the way. We're going to change how the payment model's going. We're going to make sure those small businesses are viable and you can actually pay your staff and keep the lights on. And unfortunately, it's all been promises. You can't pay your staff. You can't pay your utility bills with promises. And we just really need the government to modernize the funding model. And we need to stabilize practices like right now, like yesterday, but now, if not yesterday.
Hey, 61%, by the way, was the number of the physicians considering leaving the healthcare system here in Alberta. Okay, the last time we talked, the provincial government was talking about we've got to change everything. We think we can solve the problem. Of course, how many times have we heard that from various governments? What has changed since we heard that from Danielle Smith and her party about how they were going to shake things down a little bit? Where do you see things going? And all of a sudden, it seems like there's a little more panic now than there was maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is an SOS. This is the profession, the family medicine specialists out there saying this is it, we're done. We can't take it anymore, because I do believe the minister understands how critical family medicine is and how much of a crisis it is. And I've chatted with recently discussed the premier as well, and I think she understands, but the issue now is, it's no more kind of talk, no more saying, hey, we're going to deliver funding from the feds in 3-6 months, or we're going to do this, or we're going to move forward on that. It's like we really truly need to stabilize. Like, the patient's bleeding to death out there, and we need to stop the bleeding. So we need action now, and I think they understand that it's critical, but I just again and again There's been delays on action, and the family physicians are just, that's it. They can't do anymore. And so if you have a family doc out there and you're one of the lucky ones, you should be really worried, because many, many are thinking about changing their practices and leaving comprehensive family medicine.
Paul, you talked to other provinces, I'm pretty sure. What's going on around the rest of the country? Are they going through the same situation we are, or are we kind of at an elevated level?
Well, that's one of the very, very concerning pieces is, yes, all of Canada and all the provinces are struggling with access to primary care, but what's very different in the prairies and striking is that BC and Manitoba both leapt into really unique funding models for family medicine and invested in it, very similar to the funding models that we have given to the minister and asked them to move on. And then just now, Saskatchewan's done the same, major investments and leaped in and invested in family medicine and their physicians. And so we're the standout now. We have an Alberta disadvantage. We are everywhere around us is actually shoring up and investing and saying to our family physicians, hey, come here. We'll fund you in a way that you can do the care that you love and take care of patients the way you want. And Alberta's being left behind.
How much has changed in the last 5 years?
I mean, a lot. So it's not just the pandemic, but the pandemic just pushed everything over and really exacerbated and accelerated a lot of things. But in terms of population growth in the last 5 years, in terms of not keeping up with our workforce, and then adding some really draconian, very bad changes to the way they fund physicians in Alberta with Minister Shandro and the previous government, had all those things, and then put a global pandemic that just wore everybody out. And we're at beyond critical now. Like, we have the most overworked and short workforce we've ever had, and our basic acute care capacity and demand on the system is as high as it's ever been. And then add to that nobody can get a family physician, and it's as critical as it's ever been.
And finally, how optimistic are you that something will get done here quickly?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. I need to remain optimistic that the government will lead our, you know, kind of hear our pleas. But I can tell you that my fellow family physician specialists out there are not optimistic. That's literally what that survey was, you know, to get that many physicians in 3 days to put out an SOS is, it's really critical. We can't ignore it. We need your listeners and every Albertan out there to tell government and tell the MLAs, listen, this is something we prioritize. This is something that's critical, and we need to invest in it now. We need to save the patient now before it's too late.
And finally, the survey, is this online anywhere where somebody can maybe take a look at it?
Yeah, I think we've distributed it through ThinkHQ and on our website on Alberta Doctors. But yes, the stats are there, and we've been widely sharing them.
Thanks for your time today, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Okay, there you go. Dr. Paul Parks, president of the AMA, the Alberta Medical Association.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.